This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Charles Neal from Dispatches from Myrtle Beach and with my son somewhere from Good Mythical Morning. Oh, my goodness. Elvis has come in the house.
Surprise, Dad. You thought you were going to get one up on me and have a costume on and me not have a costume, but honka honka burning. Surprise, spoiled, one up.
I'm telling you.
I'm Elvis.
Yeah, well,
hey. You can't tell.
As much paraphernalia as y'all got out there, it don't surprise me a bit.
Well, yeah, Logan told me, like, right before we're about to record, you know.
I'm sorry. It,
you know, because it's Halloween, your dad has a costume. You can wear one if you want to. I was like, I'm scrambling in our dressing room. And I totally stole this from Rhett's wardrobe. This is Rhett's get up on the Halloween episode of Good Mythical Morning. I was a different Elvis on GMM, but I was kind of jealous. So this is kind of what I wanted anyway. A little bit of peanut butter nanner. So you are you're Mickey Mouse. Are you Mickey Mouse? Yes, the hands. Are you Mickey from the waist down, too?
Nah, I could be, but I'm not now. But I got all the red pants and the yellow shoes and all that stuff to wear. Me and Nancy, she was Minnie Mouse, and I was Mickey Mouse at the big Halloween thing downtown at North Myrtle Beach at Halloween. So,
Well, let me hear your Mickey impression.
I don't know if I... Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse.
So Mickey Mouse says his name repeatedly? Is that what he's known for?
My wife come up with it.
He laughs like that.
Oh, he does. Well, you must have seen him since I have. I ain't watched Mickey Mouse in about 65 years.
So. Okay. I mean, you haven't even come across the guy? Wow.
Yeah, well, I think I did see him at when we went to Disney World and saw him running around, but I'm taking these gloves off.
Oh, you are? You can't type with the gloves on?
I can't
scroll.
Okay, can't scroll.
Can't scroll, can't do nothing with them gloves on.
Where does Halloween rate in like your holiday? Some people just go berserk over Halloween. It's their thing.
Candace's husband, Carl, and I don't know if we Logan had time to do them, but Nancy sent her some pictures of the stuff that Carl had put out in his front yard.
That's his holiday.
He just likes Christmas. He loves Halloween.
Some people love Halloween.
He's got this man that when you walk up, you think it's somebody really standing there, and his pants is pulled down. You can see the crack of his butt, and he's peeing.
Okay.
And and it's a full size. This ain't no hat. This is a full size replica of a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he's got a man with a big bucket, like a 30-gallon bucket, and he's sitting over there, and this bucket's painted green, and he's throwing up green stuff, and it just recirculates and puts it back and forth in this bucket.
So we got indecent exposure and
oh yeah,
public drunkenness.
Yeah.
So he's one of those people.
He's one. I
like Halloween, but I don't know. You got to be a little strange for it to be.
But he's Carl's a little strange, so yeah. he can come up with some sayings that can be kind of strange. Yes. So.
All right.
But you know, to each and every one, some people like Halloween.
To each and every one.
And some people like all the other holidays, but I guarantee you, Halloween is his number one holiday.
But in the meantime, what have I missed? What's going on?
Well, we went out, we dressed up for Halloween and went downtown and had a big time and went to we didn't win no money at the costume thing, but I'm trying to remember. Nancy dressed up as mere Santa Claus. And I dressed up as an elf. I was her elf.
Oh, uh-huh. You had to do whatever she said.
Yeah, so, you know. But we had a good time, and a lot of people running around had a big time. So it went on for about...
See, you brought Christmas into Halloween. I knew you liked Christmas more than Halloween.
That's right, yeah. So because we go out with a bunch of friends and stuff, and they dress up, so that makes it fun.
It's good. Y'all always got something to do, and you got friends to do it with.
That's right.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Link, you know, we've talked about different things that I cook and fix and eat. And
mm-hmm.
I gotta give a holler out to Samantha.
Do it.
Said my husband, Thomas, and I smoked a pork shoulder. We decided to try Charles's slaw recipe to go along with it.
Oh, yes. It's a good one.
Yep. So, first off, we both think you undersold how much work Nancy does shredding all the cabbage.
Did you?
So, she said, that was a lot of effort and produced a lot of mess. Yep. Second, when we were mixing up the mayonnaise marinade, we were sure it must be too watery and that we messed up. But when we dumped it into the cabbage, it mixed together well and made a great slaw. It's not as mayonnaise-y as most other slaws and has a good crunch. Thank you so much for sharing this recipe with us.
How's that make you feel, Dad?
Sounds like they followed directions pretty good and made a good slaw. Hey, I won't dare to try some of it. So it makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah, you're spreading the love via slaw.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. Okay, so we got some more questions this week, Link, and we got one from Ellen. And okay. It says, have you ever had any spooky or haunted encounters?
Okay. Have you?
Well, I'm not a big... I'll just tell y'all, all you Myrtle Beast out there, I don't watch them scary movies. I don't like them. Don't want to be scared. Nothing.
But, see, I didn't know that about you, because I don't like scary movies either. And Rhett loves them. We have to watch it for his birthday every year. That's pretty much the only time I'll do it. And my older kids watch them. I mean, I get it that it's fun, like teenagers getting together and watching them, but like stuff gets so damn demented.
I mean
it's not for me. We're on the same page when it comes to that. Yeah. But what? What about in real life?
If they were looking to make a living on me watching, they'd have went broke a long time ago.
Oh,
I'm telling you. But I have got some spooky and haunted encounters that has happened in my lifetime, because when I had my old house in Golston that I remodeled and fixed up, Larry and Lois Miller gave me a picture, and it was supposedly the woman that lived, Ms. Wicker, that lived in this house.
Oh.
And it was what they call a lithograph picture. And it didn't make any difference where you were standing, where you were sitting. And I had this picture right up over the bed in the spare bedroom. Mm-hmm. Nancy didn't like this picture. Not a lot of people liked this picture. And then when I'd have some parties and birthday parties and stuff, I'd tell people about that picture. I had several guys come in, and one of them come in and laid down on the floor. Said, I don't believe that woman's eyes follows me. Laid down on the floor, and he jumped up and he said, I got to get away from this thing. This is strange. Because it didn't make no difference where you were sitting and what you were doing. And one time when Lincoln was smaller than Lily, they came to the house, and me and Lincoln slept in that room. And I didn't say anything about that picture. And before I turned the lights out in the bedroom, Lincoln told me, said, Granddaddy, you got to take that thing down. Said, that woman is looking at me while I'm laying in the bed.
It was creepy because it, I mean, it. If he had never seen a lithograph, like one of those old type of photos, it's like, I mean, your whole house had a creepy vibe because it creaked a lot. It was from 1900 what?
Well, the front part was 1913, the back part like 1880.
Wow. Yeah, so it had a vibe. And then he didn't have any business putting her picture up there because it to be a kid, I think that's been seared into his psyche.
So I took it down, put it in the closet.
I mean, but devil's advocate, if you look at any picture of anybody who's looking at the lens of the camera, it, no matter where you are, it's going to look like they're looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. So I debunked that one. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, no, it's quite fine. Of course, there's a lot of people here this may be bend, but there's a place up in Chatham County called the Devil's Tramping Ground.
Yes, I've heard about this.
And it's got a fire pit. Well, it ain't really a pit, but it's got a circle on it, and there's been a fire all the way around it where it looks like a fire has been burned, but they say it's where the devil has burned a circle in that fire, and if you get in that pit, he's going to take you down to hell with him. So,
is it in the woods or in an open field?
It's in the
field?
Woods. Out in the woods. Hey, listen, I've been to it.
Does somebody own the land?
Yeah.
But you're technically trespassing to go in there, but...
Well, they just... It's been there... Hey, people's been going to it since, the 1940s.
Oh, And is it easy to get to? Does it feel very remote?
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to park out beside the road and walk up through the woods, up through this path, probably, I'm going to say 40 yards or so, something like that.
And if you do it.
It's pretty thick.
Of a
and
night.
It comes out, in, comes out into a spot there. And
you've been to it?
Yeah.
And it looks like it's burned?
Well, and listen, people have been up there and planted grass there, all anything that would try to grow, and they want nothing grow there. Nothing. So it's kind of a spooky place.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I never went there.
Care about your grooming as much as me and Link do? Unleash your legendary style with Mythical's line of grooming and personal care products. The collection features items from the hair on your face, hair on your head, and for everything else. Available now at Amazon.com/mythical. And Brian sent us a question, says, are you a big Halloween person and what are you most afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brian, as I got older, I ain't afraid of a lot of stuff, but when I was a small kid and different things going on and me and Teresa growing up, I didn't like the dark. I was kind of afraid of the dark, afraid that there's what you can't see, you don't know what's there. So I was afraid of the dark when, probably from the time I was, I don't know, before you could figure it out, 4 years old till about probably 8 or 9. And then I figured out, you know, when you turn the lights off in the bedroom, there ain't nothing there. When you go to bed and when you get in there, even though the lights are off, there still ain't nothing there. But
did something happen to you in the dark that scared you? Just the idea of it.
I guess the idea, might have been kids talking about, doing stuff in the dark and when you were growing up. And,
did you have to sleep with the light on?
No, I didn't sleep. No. Nana didn't let us sleep with no light on.
So you were just petrified every night.
Well, I mean, I kind of get over it and going off to sleep,
But, yeah, because when you're in the bed, you feel a little bit safer. But it's when you're walking around in the dark. When we first moved into the house that we're in now, I had to walk around my garage to throw the trash away. And I got to be honest. There'd be many a night that I would put the trash in the can, and then I would pick up my speed coming back in the house. I just, because if it's late at night, I got to get that trash out there. Oh man, something could be out here. Something could be out here, and it would get in my mind. And of course, I was not a child, but when you're not a child and you're afraid of the dark, what you do is you start putting lawn lights out, like landscaping lights. So now when I walk around in my trash can, boy, you ought to see the lights. It's like a concert's going on around there. And I just strut. I put that trash in the can. I shut the lid, and I just take my pretty little time to get back in the house. I might look around, just hang out a little bit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I can fix that. So I think I'm a little bit afraid of the dark, too.
Yeah, well, I think that's a pretty...
I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of what's in the dark.
Well, in this day and time, you with as much as going on in this world, you might ought to be afraid of being out in the dark by yourself. So
see, there you go. Thank you, Dad.
Well, I got a... another question about paint. Y'all need to look at this paint. And Krista wrote in and said, I love Halloween.
One of those people.
You're one of them. It's definitely my favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm.
What's the craziest color to paint my pumpkins for the front yard?
Okay.
Well, Krista, I got something off the wall for you here.
Okay.
Because we ain't going to paint no pumpkins orange.
They're already orange.
Yeah. We're going to paint pumpkins. This green color.
What's that say? Electric lime?
Electric lime. And I don't know if you can tell, but when I'm right here looking at these things, it's electric. It's electric.
Boogie, you know? Woogie, woogie?
I'm telling you. Because, hey, if you paint your pumpkins this color and just leave a little bit of that orange showing around them, people are going to love this electric lime.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Man. I bet she's wishing you'd have told her this a month ago. This will have to be for next Halloween. You know,
that's right.
You get into you get a 12-month advance on this. It's kind of like slime.
Yeah. It's kind of like that thing Carl's got with that guy throwing up that green slime in that track skin. So
some puke.
So puke. So get you one of these electric lime things from Sherwin Williams and get you a quart of that paint. And in between now and next year, go ahead and get you. And listen, get it in gloss paint. Gloss, so it'll shine and everything. And then people will really be able to see your pumpkins with what you're doing and painting up. So,
hey, if you ask my dad about a color for paint, he's going to have an answer, period.
Well, Link, do you remember when we did that Dirty Mad Lib about Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it would be a good idea to do one about the Monster Mash.
Okay, so we're going to get dirty with Halloween.
We're going to get dirty with Halloween with the Monster Mash. It's time for another edition of... Now, how can we make this dirty?
So do you want to come up with the words? You want me to come up with the words?
I think I'm going to let you come up with the words.
Okay. Well, maybe you can help me out with a few of them. How's that?
Okay. The first one I need is a place.
A place. Oh, yeah, I like your host voice. you gone into full host mode now. A dirty place. A latrine. That's what you mean by dirty, right?
Well, that's what you meant by dirty. I don't know.
What are you doing?
It's a place. It's a place.
Is this your spooky voice? Is this your Monster Mash voice?
This is my Monster Mash voice.
Okay. All right. Latrine.
Okay.
It's like an outhouse, right?
Now, and this one repeats.
Erection. Boner. Boner.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there was a guy. There was a guy whose name on Family Ties was Boner. You know.
Yes, it was.
You can say Boner. All right, go ahead.
Verb.
Vibrate.
A boner vibrate. Oh, all right. Yes.
Well, there's other words in between, I assume.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess the boner could. Yeah, okay. What else?
Place repeats.
What do you think about sex dungeon?
Yeah.
Did we use that one in The Night Before Christmas, or is it just on my brain all the time? You know, once the kids go off to college, what are you going to do with the room?
You'll have to talk to Christy about that. But
yeah, that's true. But I mean, you could put in a good word for me, Dad.
I will. Okay.
Yeah, just call and be like, you know, if you're going to redecorate, maybe a little sex dungeon.
Hmm.
You know, I've heard Link talk about it quite a few times. You know, just kind of slip it in normal conversation.
I got you. Then we got place.
Place. Help me out. What's another dirty place?
The dollhouse.
What is the dollhouse?
Well, it's the place where all them women dance and they ain't got no clothes on.
Is that in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
Okay. The Dollhouse. Okay. What else?
Verb.
Splooge.
Splooge, okay. Plural things.
Anal beads. I'm pretty sure this is in the Christmas one, but we got to use it again. When I think of things that are plural, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Anal beads.
I don't know if you're telling stuff about yourself or not, but
I'm not. I'm just
okay.
I just know things.
Okay. You know? Body part.
Taint.
Okay.
You know what the taint is?
No.
I don't know how the saying goes. It taint your wiener and it taint your butthole. It's right in the middle.
Okay, I ain't heard that one, but
it's just a no man's land between your privates.
Okay. Plural noun.
Hairy balls. Why do you make that face? I know. I understand the assignment, Dad. I mean, what? I feel like I'm getting an A+.
Me too, because I thought you was talking about me. But
No. This is not personal.
Okay, person.
Well, who's a sexy person? Sexy nurse.
Person.
Another person. Sexy teacher.
Adjective.
Got to throw in a little moist. You love it or you hate it. Do you like the word moist?
Yeah.
I like it too. A lot of people do not like it.
Person.
Another person. Oh, you got to give me a person now.
Raquel Welch.
You seen her lately?
No.
Yeah.
I think she died.
Oh, okay. All right, we can go with that, though. That still works.
Yes, he's. I can still visualize her in them things,
yep.
Okay?
All right, there you go.
Body part.
Raw nipple.
And the last one is band name.
I guess I got to go with Aerosmith after last episode. I'm still thinking about that story.
Okay. That's the last one. Are you ready?
I guess.
I was working in the latrine late one night.
Yeah.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight. From my boner, from a slab began to vibrate. And suddenly, to my surprise, they did the mash. They did the boner mash.
No! Oh, no!
Link did the boner mash.
No!
It was a sex dungeon mash. Smash.
Yeah, it was.
Link did the mash.
No, don't mash it.
It caught it in a flash.
I bet it.
Link did the mash. They did the boner mash.
Stop saying that.
From the dollhouse in the castle east. To the east bedroom where the vampire splooged. The anal beads all came from their humble abodes.
Where were they?
To get a jolt from my taint. Link did the mice.
Not again.
They did the boner mice.
No!
Link did the mice.
Link did it.
It was a sex dungeon mice. They did the mice. It was caught on a flash. They did the mash. They did the boner mash.
Oh, God.
The hairy balls were having fun.
Yeah.
The party had just begun. The guests included the sexy nurse, the sexy teacher, and their son. The scene was moist, and all were digging the sounds. Raquel Welch on chains, backed by their baying hounds. The raw nipple bangers were about to arrive.
Oh, no.
With their vocal book, Aerosmith.
Yeah, man. Aerosmith showed up at this party? Who'd have known?
They did the mass.
Don't do
they
it.
They did the boner mass.
Oh.
The boner mass. It was a sex dungeon smash.
Yeah.
They played the mass. It was caught in a flesh. They played the mass.
Stop.
They put mashing. They played the boner mass.
The boner.
It's not made to be mashed. Was that it?
Is that it?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Yep, that was it.
I love how you ask, is that it? Neither one of us could take anymore. It was happening to us. Oh, God, end it. Oh, that couldn't have been more torturous. I mean, it's a sexless dungeon.
Well,
when you don't mash it, man.
God. Yeah, don't get in the mash no more. But you know what, Link? It's been fun being here today.
Until the end, yeah.
Yeah, you dressed up like Elvis and me dressed up like Mickey Mouse, but. You know,
you're still doing the voice. Do you know that?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well.
As long as you know you're still doing the voice, I don't want you to like go on with your life and not realize that you're stuck in that voice.
Sometimes it gets in your brain. We got to get
into November without this voice. And please don't mention the boner mash ever again.
No, we're not going. But don't forget to tune in next week for another mini dispatch. And please click those follow and subscribe buttons for us wherever you get your podcast on YouTube. And don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Please do.
If you got a joke, question, or comment you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. And we can't wait to spin your world around again and hope you had a great Halloween. So we'll be getting in something new in a couple of weeks. So we're going to spin your world around again next time. So y'all join us on Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
This is Captain Funbassador signing off.
This is Captain Funbassador signing off.
All right. Love you, Dad.
Love you too.
Wow.